I think it started originally with Ian McFarlane being frustrated with the Muckaty site, you know, basically being messed around there. And I actually voluntarily nominated my sites before the nominations were actually asked for. And I received a letter from him, and then in May the official notifications for volunteers came out, and I formally put in an application.
Why did you do that, Tim?
Because I feel that the nuclear waste that's housed all around Australia should be housed somewhere in a proper facility rather than, you know, scattered around 100 odd sites or more around Australia.
Are you concerned about having such a facility in your backyard?
I'm not. I've actually been to ANSTO in Sydney, where we've taken on a tour of the facility, and I went into that big shed with all the 44-gallon drums of the waste material, and it's probably less hazardous than your mobile phone.
So you've done the research, you're satisfied?
Yes, I'm satisfied that what they're talking about is mainly the low-level nuclear waste, which is basically just rubber gloves and X-ray plates, etc. The medium-level nuclear waste is stored in protective containers, which will be housed in an appropriate facility.
Can you give us any idea what kind of return you might get for hosting the facility?
Basically, they'll be buying my property.
And so on that then, Tim, I know that you've had Arid Gold on the market for a couple of years. Is this about getting the best price possible?
It's partly that, but it's also, I feel very strongly about the nuclear waste.
Would you get a better price, or will you get a better price, do you think, from the government than you would from, say, a date farmer looking to purchase your property?
No, I don't think I would, because I've actually offered it to the government for the price I want from a date farmer.
All right, Tim. And so what's the next step then? You've put up your hand. You now just wait to see what the community response is, to see if you can go forward with the government.
Yeah, there'll be community consultation, and there's a government team will be coming up next week to consult with concerned people. I have asked to be to join that team, so if anyone's got any questions of me, they can ask those questions. And yeah, as I say, I'm only one of six nominated sites, so it's still, you know, early days yet.
What would your main message be to people concerned about having the facility 75 kilometres south of Alice Springs?
It's actually a lot safer than having to drive past the Alice Springs Hospital every day where there's nuclear waste stored. You know, my property is an isolated area. My nearest neighbour's 7 kilometres away, which is the pastoral property. I've talked to them about the facility, and they're agreeable to it. Other people we're yet to consult with, but we will be doing that in due time.